Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. It's Rodney from Family First. This is Brittany from insurance company Keystone First. I'm here to help, sorry.
So my name's Brittany. I'm actually a service coordinator with AmeriHealth.
All right, ma'am. I was just calling. I guess I was calling you yesterday, and you tried to return my call, which I appreciate, regarding a mutual member, Stephanie Johnson.
Yeah.
All right. So our patient, I mean, I had a word with her self yesterday, and she expressed that she has a huge issue of an infestation of roaches at her living place,
Correct.
and therefore she has been having issues regarding the home care services because she has been, like, as she explained in detail, she has been getting, like, I mean, the services, like, in her backyard, living actually in her backyard and reducing herself on one room. I had a word with our administrator, and he mentioned that you guys could offer, like, I mean, Medicaid waivers could offer extermination services. So I don't know, like,
Yeah, so what was your first name again?
yeah, my name is Rodney.
Can you spell that for me?
Sure, it's R as in Robert, O as in
Okay.
Owen, D as in David, M as in Michael, Y as in yellow.
Okay, just making sure. So, I have spoken with Stephanie in Great Lakes, many times, actually, and we did submit a request for pest eradication. That's like where they remove the roaches and everything from the home. The problem is that Stephanie voiced and told me multiple times that she's moving out of there. They will not do pest eradication or removal of pests if the person's not staying there. They're not going to fix a home that the person's not going to reside in. She also voiced to me that regardless of whether the pests are going to be removed from the home or not, she's still moving out. So even if the situation was rectified, she's still going to move out. So, like, our waiver program would not cover to remove bed bugs. I mean, not bed bugs, I'm sorry. Somebody else has them. Remove. There's so many, like, bugs going around right now. To remove the cockroaches unless.
She actually affirms she stays.
Yes, like she has to confirm she's staying, and she has to like she can't lie about it either, 'cause I've had people lie to me about it and then they ended up having to pay for the service because they lied and they ended up leaving like a week later.
I
Now,
got you.
also another part of the situation was her landlord did already send out an exterminator. And even though he didn't take care of it the way that any of us out anyone else would want him to take care of it, he did do what, to my knowledge, I mean, there's nothing in her lease about bugs. So he did what he was required to do, unfortunately. So, and she's so, like, as far as what she's choosing to do, like, she's choosing to be outside all day. She's choosing not to eat certain foods like that are in the house. Like, she's choosing to do all of that on her own. She is going a little extreme, to be honest with you, with a lot of the things that she's doing. Like, because it's not like it's bed bugs. Like, cockroaches, you could shake those things off if there's something on the clothing, or something like that. But she's literally getting rid of everything. Everything. So I get it. Like, I would probably do the same thing she's doing. I would probably be outside. I would probably say the same things. I would probably move out and I would probably get rid of all of my belongings. I would do the same thing she's doing. However, that would be my choice to do. Like, exterminators don't even tell you to get rid of all of your belongings, especially for cockroaches. However, I did speak with Stephanie. I gave her resources as far as Schuylkill Community Actions because they can assist, as long as if you meet criteria for it, they can assist with first and last month's rent to make it easier for you to find a place to live. I also gave her information for the Bridge House program, which is in Pottsville. And their program helps people get set up with like if they have the items there, they have like furniture, different household appliances, clothing. It's the program's built for people who are starting over, starting new. And that's essentially what she's going to be doing. So I did give her the resources that are available as of right now, but the waiver program can't remove pests if she's going to be moving.
No, I got you. I got you. Yeah, mostly like here on my side, our ministry was like, hey, at least the insurance company must know by themselves like what is going on with the infestation issue that she has right now. But it's good. I mean, she was looking for resources and she got them finally from you, so it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. Right? So
All
in any
right.
cases, if I get to know anything else, I'll reach out back to you in this number. And you've need anything from our side here in the agency, this is my number, okay? I'm her coordinator.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much. I'll save your number.
No problem, man. My number is 267.
It came up on my caller ID, 267-551-7435.
Yeah, that's my direct line.
All right, then I will save that now. Mommy at family first. Okay. Thank you so much.
No problem. You have a good one. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.